This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. You probably recognize that as Toreador from the opera Carmen. The University of Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music presents its final summer performance this Saturday evening. The performance of Carmen will be the culmination of a one-of-a-kind opera boot camp for students. And joining us to talk about the intense training program for young conductors and performers is CCM Director of Orchestral Studies Mark Gibson and Stage Director Jose Maria Condemi. And you can join the conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Jose Maria and Mark, thank you for being here this
Thanks
afternoon.
Thanks so much for having us.
Happy to be here.
Mark, this is how many years that you've been doing the opera boot camp?
We've been doing it for 4 years here in Cincinnati.
Well, how did you come up with the idea for doing this?
Well, it comes from a variety of sources. I was in an opera training program in the early 80s, which really got me interested in opera and taught me something about conducting. And that's what got me into the business. And then we had at CCM a summer program in Italy, which we discontinued. And I thought we would try to recreate that in Cincinnati, kind of Italy and Cincinnati in the summer. So we started it in terms of focusing on teaching conductors how to do opera. And then we got singers. We have chorus this year. We have orchestra. And it just became a very fun thing to do for a few weeks.
Is this popular? Or are there a lot of students applying for this?
There are a lot of students applying from all over the world. And the great thing is that people who come have a great time learning in a very intense environment. We go 13 hours a day.
Wow.
And, luckily, I think we've only made one person cry so far. Jose Maria, is that correct?
I think so. Yeah. I think it was you.
No, I didn't cry. I made them cry.
You made them cry.
They make me cry sometimes, too.
Jose Maria, these are students from all over the world. What are some of the countries that are represented?
Oh, we have people from China, Australia, Russia, Canada.
Miami, that's a separate country, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so, too. Okay. What did the students go through, Mark, to be part of this program?
They apply online. They send videos of their conducting, and I look at the resumes and see what about our program would be useful for them. And generally, if I see somebody who's musical and who really wants to do this, and they come. We have a lot of repeat customers, in fact. They're family. Essentially, we create family, Mark, and a lot of our students come back for more than one summer.
And how intense is the competition to get into this program?
It's not that intense. There are a lot of summer programs for conductors. This requires a specialized, you know, someone who really wants to do opera and focus on learning all the skills of it. The conductors come to learn how to conduct. They learn how to work with orchestra. They sing. They act in the chorus. Jose Maria is putting them through their paces every day. It's a total immersion in the process.
And we have 11 conductors, and they all share the duties of conducting pretty much the entire opera.
Yes, very little.
And, you know, in one moment they may be conducting a number, and in the next scene they may be on stage playing a gypsy. And I direct them as choristers in the same way that I would a professional chorister. I mean, I expect a lot from them as performers on stage.
Yeah, so they have to be pretty versatile then, it sounds like.
I think they've learned that they have to be like that, because, you know...
Well, how does this compare to what they're going to go through during their performing careers?
I approach it the same way. I mean, it's, you know, it's a training program. It's a boot camp, kind of trial by fire. But I believe in giving them a taste of what it is expected of them being conductors or singers or choristers in the real world. So, you know, as a director, even though I'm their teacher, you know, I teach them by directing them the same way I would across the street at Cincinnati Opera if I were directing them.
Now, what's a typical day like for these students, Jose Maria? Mark said 13-hour practices sometimes, 13-hour days.
By the time they get to me, which is usually in the late afternoon and evening, you know, they've had a whole day. You know, they start early in the morning.
Yeah, at 9 o'clock, they start with a French language session with Marie-France Lefebvre, who's on our opera faculty at CCM. Then we have a coaching session with me and singers and Ken Weiss, who's with the Washington National Opera. Then they take a brief lunch. Then there's another two-hour conducting session, another two-hour session either with Jose Maria or with me, again, working on text. We work a lot on text and singing. And then in the evening, a three-hour staging rehearsal. So we go literally 9 to 10 with just very brief break, 6 days a week.
And then something else they do, which I find exciting, is that we are doing what is called a semi-staged production. So we're basically, we do the entire opera, but without scenery or even costumes, or we use furniture and props and, minimal theatrical elements, but they do come up with their own costumes. So like last night, before, during rehearsal and after, they were coming to me with options of things they're going to wear to become a gypsy, to become a soldier. And so we kind of put it together as a group, which I find quite refreshing and interesting, because it also, it's the same skill that I expect from them, which is how to become the character they're playing on stage.
They really are learning all aspects of creating an opera, it sounds like. I mean, costumes.
Yeah.
Do they have any involvement with setting up the stage area?
Yeah. I mean, it's very minimal. For example, I'm using, I think, 12 chairs and 2 tables and rifles and things like that. But that, instead of being a limitation, it becomes sort of the creative juice for the for the evening. And they have a lot to do.
They also set up the orchestra pit yesterday, which, how does the orchestra literally have to sit? Where should their chairs be? How high should the music stands be? What level should the pit be at below the stage?
You haven't made anybody cry yet, but do you have anybody saying, let me out of here, please?
No, we have a few people who after the first few days are a little bit, oh my God, what am I doing?
What have
here?
I done to myself?
And then they find their way through our program, and it's been great for the kids, I think.
I was very always this time around. Also, this is my third time doing it, to see repeat conductors. So they obviously are learning something and coming back for more.
On some of the video clips, Mark, we see you correcting a conductor's hand and wand movements.
Yes.
And how important are those movements? How precise do you have to be when you're conducting?
Well, it's not like hitting an Aroldis Chapman fastball, but there is a precise gesture is really important and does have meaning for the orchestra. Lots of things that the kids take for granted. I shouldn't call them kids. I mean, they're in the mid-20s, early 30s. They take for granted seeing what a conductor does, but every little gesture a conductor makes has great meaning for the orchestra and for the singers.
And I also find that interesting, the fact that the singers get to work with at least 11 different conductors on the same evening, because there's different styles of conducting,
yes,
even though there may be specific coaching of how to do a gesture. But I think that's part of the training too, for a singer, to learn how to relate to many different ways of conducting.
That's a real life experience. You're going to run into that when you start your career in this kind of performing.
Yeah. Also, for the orchestra to work with 11 different conductors, they make a different sound for each conductor. Whether the conductor is aware of that they did this with their hands and the orchestra sounds in a particular way, part of my job is to show them that if they do this, it sounds like this. If they do this, it sounds something else. And there are choices there.
Yeah. How many instructors does it take to pull this off? Sounds like there's a lot of teamwork involved here.
There's a lot of teamwork, but there are only 4 of us on the faculty. And Amy Johnson, who is running the CCM Opera Studio. Without Amy's cooperation and collaboration, we wouldn't have this brilliant chorus. The Opera Studio singers are singing Chorus in Carmen.
Is this as tough for the instructors as this is for the students?
I just have to make time to eat and sleep.
Mm. Now, how seriously do the students take this, Jose Maria?
Oh, very seriously.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, one of the singers last year, Chris Bozica, did Nemorina with us and then went on to one of the top training programs in the world in San Francisco, the Marilla program, and is singing roles with them now. The singers, not just the conductors, but the singers go on to do great things in the professional world.
Yeah, did you see more or fewer of these students looking for a career in opera because of this experience?
More. Certainly more. There's great interest. Already 3 of the students have come up and expressed interest in our opera programs, be it in singing or in opera coaching or in conducting.
Okay. And how does conducting an opera compare to conducting another type of performance?
You have to get your left hand higher. You have to know text, and you have to have a dramatic sense that the narrative is driven by the text and also by how singers breathe and sing. So it's not the conductor show, it's actually the singer show. I remind our conductors that the name of the piece is Carmen, not Maestro Conducts Carmen.
So why Carmen? What makes this an ideal performance for an opera boot camp?
Great question. It's it's one of those pieces that's very challenging. We don't get to do it in universities and conservatories because it's so big. It's in French, which we don't get a chance to teach. It's a great piece. Everybody loves it. And where else are you going to learn it? Jose Maria, do you know conservatories that do Carmen?
No.
Right.
No.
Somebody has to teach it.
In fact, I think when you first talked to me about that, there's a smaller version of Carmen called La Tragedie de Carmen, which doesn't have a chorus and it's shorter. And I thought you were going to do that one. Uh-huh. And then I realized it's the big show.
You got to reach for the stars.
Yeah. What are some of the other performances that you've done with the Opera Boot Camp?
Well, we started out our first year, we did two Mozart operas. We did The Marriage of Figaro and Così fan tutte. Then we did two Rossini operas. The next year, The Barber of Seville and La Cenerentola. Then last year, we decided to focus only on one piece. We did Donizetti's Elixir of Love, L'Elisir d'Amore. And I think focusing on one piece gives us a chance to go a little bit more in depth. So this year, Carmen. Next year, we do Traviata. We got to do some Verdi.
So describe to me what this performance is going to be like on Saturday. I mean, this is the culmination of all this hard work.
Oh, put any pressure on us,
Mark. The instructors and the students have been putting in. So what's the performance going to be like on Saturday?
Go ahead, Jose. Go ahead.
Very, very similar to what you would see in an opera house, except that again, you know, it's what we call semi-staged or minimally staged in terms of production values. But otherwise, it's pretty similar. And we're doing 90% of the opera. I mean, we only are cutting a small section that involves children's chorus.
Yeah.
And another little number in Act 3.
This comes from what one of my teachers, Tito Capobianco, gave us as the primary rule of opera. Opera is singing. This production focuses on singing, on dramatic action, not on glamour sets. It gets opera down to what Bizet intended, which is how people relate to each other, beautiful singing, and fine orchestra playing.
So they're involved with an orchestra. There's an audience.
God willing.
God willing. Well, how do you get tickets for this?
At the CCM box office. You can come on Saturday, or the box office number is 513-556-4183. And the performance is at 8 o'clock on Saturday.
And we do have a link to that on our website as well, wvxu.org. Well, how many people usually show up for these? How many have shown up in the past?
Every year it grows more. I mean, it's a relatively new program. Last year we had about 200. It goes up by about 50 every year. And what's nice for the opera public in Cincinnati is that it comes right after Cincinnati opera season. So there's a little there's the afterglow from the season, which just ended last week with Turandot.
Jose Maria, do you sense any nervousness among the students? Is there an anticipation of what's going to happen
on Saturday?
Well,
there always is. I mean, it always is in any environment, even in the professional world. But I think they're excited too. And, you know, it's a lot of work and we have a very busy couple of days coming up. But I think we're all very, very excited about it.
Did you have students who say I would do this again, or do they all run for the door once it's over?
No, we have students who say
tough.
They'll do it again and who come and do it again.
That's cool.
And, you know, what we say is we never peak too soon and we're never bored.
So, Mark, tell me about the upcoming regular season for CCM.
Oh, this is a great season coming up from an orchestral standpoint. We are focusing on what we call the great decade, the first decade of the 20th century, which may be the outstanding symphonic decade in all of kind of Western classical music. We do works of Rachmaninoff, combined with works of Schoenberg, Elgar, Madama Butterfly, Zalame, Lamer. All of these works, Mark, were written in the first decade of the 20th century, between 1902 and 1909. And it's quite a season that, from an orchestral standpoint, we've never had a more exciting season.
And when does the season start back up again?
Our first performance is September 4th in Corbett Auditorium. We do the five pieces of Schoenberg for orchestra and then the Rachmaninoff Second Symphony. What a tremendous pairing. The Philharmonie is just going to destroy the hall. I can't wait.
But for now, you're preparing for Saturday. That's the,
focus on
the focus is on Saturday.
One game at a time, one opera at a time.
Well, Mark and Jose Maria, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks so much
for having us.
UC College Conservatory of Music Director of Orchestral Studies, Mark Gibson, and Director Jose Maria Condemi. CCM again presents a semi-stage performance of Carmen. It's going to be this Saturday evening, August the 8th at 8 o'clock at Corbett Auditorium. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. You can find archives of our program at WVXU.org. Today's show was produced by Pete Reitmeier. Rick Andrus was the technical director. I'm Mark Haney. Stay tuned for Here and Now, coming up next on 91.7 WVXU.